The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus spoke to them in parable, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. The king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. Sometimes we forget that the Bible is actually the written word. And as written word, it uses literary devices. Now, we don't often see the alliteration that comes out in the original language. We occasionally get the similes and the metaphors put together okay. But today, without a doubt, we have a huge, gargantuan case of hyperbole. Now, for those of you who may not remember your English classes, hyperbole is excessive exaggeration to make a specific point. So here's today's reading. The king is throwing a wedding for his beloved son, and he sends out servants to call all of the usual suspects to the most sumptuous banquet. Everyone ignores the servants. In the king's banquet hall, is echoingly empty. We can't have a wedding banquet without people, so he sends out his servants again to tell everybody to get here right now. And again, the servants are ignored completely. Some people go about their lives, some of them get mean and they kill the slaves. And at this, the king gets apoplectic. And he sends out his troops to murder the people who murdered his slaves and for good measure to burn down their city. Now remember, this is Jesus telling the story, not a prequel to the Game of Thrones. So then, the servant, the king, sends out his servants one more time. But this time the king says, "Invite everyone and anyone, the good and the bad." And so finally, the wedding hall was filled with people celebrating. And you think, phew, the story's over, but it's not. So the king comes in to revel with the people, and he finds one person who isn't wearing a wedding robe. One person who isn't participating, and he binds the man and throws him out into my favorite phrase, outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Now, when you get an ending like that, you almost think the parable is the parable of what not to wear. But that's only until we remember, oh, this is hyperbole to make a point. Jesus is not talking about how you dress to come to church or anywhere else. Jesus is talking about how we how you and how I respond to the invitation to be part of the kingdom of God. This actually is the parable of how do you respond to being called into the kingdom of God? Do we flat out ignore God like that first group did? Or are we like the second group who like, here's the invitation, but really I have other things to go do? Or worse yet, you hurt the person who extends the invitation to you. Or are we the final group, the good and the bad, all invited, all mixed in together, all but the one who'd forgot that he was at a wedding? Are we the ones who show up and partake in the feast in the kingdom of God? And I think by the fact that we're here this morning, we acknowledge, we know we've been called to the feast of the kingdom. We're here with one another in community to engage the kingdom of God through our commitment to worship, prayer, study, fellowship, and giving. But participating in the kingdom of God isn't just a Sunday morning obligation. Kingdom participation truly flows through your day, from the moment you wake up to when you go to sleep. It flows through your work week, and truly, kingdom participation should flow through your whole life. When we live our lives knowing that we're part of the kingdom of God, we live lives of commitment. And I want to talk for a moment about one of the examples in my life that grounds me in what the commitment to the kingdom of God looks like. One could say I was jumped into the kingdom of God at a young age, baptized at just a few weeks old down the road at Compton. And there is this group of women who actually tell me regularly that they cared for my sister on the day I was being born, but more importantly, they were all there on the day I was baptized. Now, unbeknownst to me, years later, as a grown woman, having not seen them for a long time, I was at my ordination, and I turned around, and there were all the women of Compton at my ordination, and I was speechless. Because these women were, even as a grown-up, even as I was making a professed vow to God to serve God for the rest of my life, these women were still teaching me what the kingdom of God is about. They brought me into the kingdom with their wee will of support at my moment of baptism, and they were continuing that vow of support by showing up on the day I was ordained. Now, one of these women, Miss Germaine Love, then made me a stole. And it's the stole that I wear when I baptize new members into the kingdom of God. And I wear it specifically so that I remember to be as strong in my commitment to those who are coming into the kingdom as the women of Compton have been for me. And also, so that I, that new member in the kingdom, to remind me to help them to grow and to be called deeper and deeper into his or her faith journey, so that they too may be as committed as these women. You see, the women of Compton remind me that the kingdom of God is about commitment, a lifelong commitment to being in relationship with God and to being in relationship with one another, not just us gathered here, but everywhere. None of us would have had a church to be baptized in had it not been for the faithful generations before us. I would not have had the witness of love if those women had not shown up to remind me not only that I was theirs, but I was a beloved child of God. And to this day, They remain committed to reminding me of my belovedness, lest I ever forget. And I wouldn't have a tangible witness when I baptize if it hadn't been for a selfless gift sown by a fierce lady who reminds me to keep committing my life to bringing people deeper and deeper into kingdom living. Let me say again, we commit to the kingdom of God through worship and prayer, study, fellowship. And we also connect through our pledge. Now, we love to talk about prayer. We are really good at asking each other to pray for each other, and we should be. And trust me, I get lots of talk about worship from you guys. I can tell exactly what you like and don't like and who's on which side of he, she, one, Lord, God. We like to study, and this is St. Cross. We all know we love fellowship. That's never been in question. But we get squirmy the second anybody wants to talk to us about money. Not the money you give, but how do you even spend your money? So this year, which I find odd, by the way, because Jesus has a lot more to say about money than he does about most things. So this year, we're giving you the opportunity to actually engage in kingdom living through your commitment to turning in a pledge. Now, let me be clear, I'm not referring to an amount of money, but I'm talking about the act of committed giving as a gift. And it's something that we can all do. It's much more important that we actually attend the wedding far more than what we may actually be wearing. Prayerfully exploring our relationship with money is as essential a part of our relationship with God as prayer and worship and fellowship and study. Because money is an essential part of our lives. And if God is in one part of our life, God should be in all parts. Now, I've done a few phone calls to parishioners and inviting them to participate in our all-in events, and I get a variety of answers. Thank you, I'll be there. Oh, I forgot to sign up. But my favorites are, I'm gonna turn in my pledge card, please just don't make me talk about money. Or the second one is, I've been listening to stewardship talks for 45 years. You are not gonna tell me anything I haven't heard. That may be. But I get that we're worried that if we look at how we look at money and God, that we're worried we might fall short, or that St. Cross is gonna give you the hard sell, or that you're gonna be badgered. But I firmly believe that guilt and badgering and hard selling is not kingdom living, and that's not what we're doing at our all-in gatherings. We desire to engage all of us in a deeper conversation between you and God, not you and me, not you and the treasurer, but between you and God about your relationship to money and your relationship to God. And if you've done it 45 times, that's great. It's like prayer. You keep doing it. Come to 46. Quite frankly, this is a conversation that we need to have because it's part of our living a committed, faithful life. And so, with that, not only do I want to see you at the All-In Gatherings, but I want us all here on November 2nd, All Saints Day. I mean, I want the whole St. Cross community to turn out. First, to be here as we all make a faithful commitment with our pledge, not in giving, but in filling out the pledge card as part of your participation in the kingdom of God. But I also want you here because it's an important day. It's a day in which we baptize, and I want all of you to commit your "we will" to those newest members of the kingdom of God. Come, participate, commit. because the banquet awaits us all. Amen.